Good morning. It's Monday the 30th of January, and this is the 180th One Thing Today micro podcast. It's a very, very cold morning here in Wales this morning, very crisp and white. We were promised snow, but we don't seem to have had any. I was driving home from town last night, and there was quite a lot of sleet, and it felt incredibly cold. It's interesting, often when it's kind of wet, sleety snow, it feels colder than when it actually snows. There's something kind of almost warming, not quite, about seeing snow. But anyway, I was hoping or planning to pop out to my studio first thing this morning and retrieve my copy of The Artist's Way, which I left out there at the weekend. But it's too cold. It's too cold this morning. So I thought I'd stay in the warm, brew my morning coffee and record today's One Thing Today podcast. If you read my blog over on Sustainably Creative, you'll know that at the moment I'm planning on working through The Artist's Way for the fifth time with a group of members on the site, and I'm looking forward to that. And as part of kind of getting ready to work through the book this week, I've decided to start writing morning pages and make them the first thing that I do every morning. I do usually write something every day, but often not first thing. And I thought it'd be good to try and get back into the habit of first thing morning pages. And today I found myself writing about a podcast I was listening to last week from someone called Sean Blanc, who's a technology writer. He records a daily podcast. In fact, he was the inspiration for these One Thing Today podcasts. He writes a lot about geeky technical stuff, which I like a lot. But from time to time, he also talks about sort of time management and creativity. And last week, he was talking about how much creative energy there is to go around. And there's only we all only have so much, whether we're limited in energy or not. We all only have so much creative energy that we can use and tap into. And he was talking about how some of the sort of more the bigger creative brains in the world often remove choice from a lot of what they do so that they have more left over to be creative. He was talking about Einstein and Steve Jobs and how, for instance, they wore the same things every day to kind of remove at least one decision from their lives so that there was more time, more energy left over for having their creative ideas and working on those. And that struck quite a chord with me when I was listening to it, and it kind of bubbled up a lot this morning as I was writing my morning pages, along with the idea of how difficult I find it to say no to stuff. I used to make a lot of my income online from making web pages for people, and I was asked recently to make one for someone, and managed to say no, which I was rather pleased about. Because I realise that it takes up all my creative energy, and certainly all my physical energy, but also all my creative energy. And I've learned that I'm much better focusing myself on the things that are important to me. So I said no, even though it would have meant some money right now, as opposed to working on something on my own that would mean perhaps some money a little down the line. So I've been thinking that I'd like to write a blog post this week about just that, about how we've only got so much energy, and perhaps some of the things we can do to kind of cut out other decisions that we make, just so we've got some or a lot more left over to do the creative things we want to do for ourselves. So that's my one thing for the week. My one thing for today, I've got to phone the tax office this morning, which I hate doing and always kind of drains me. So I'm deciding that after I've done the podcast, I'm going to have my coffee, which I forgot to put on the stove. The ring is hot, but the coffee's not on, so I'll just do that now. I shall have my coffee and phone the tax office and make that enough for today, I think. And tomorrow, start pondering about a blog post. So I hope wherever you are that you can find one small creative thing to do today to move your life on just a little, your creative life on just a little. And I shall be back tomorrow. With a little bit more. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.